Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Well, hopefully we're going to, I decided to have a show because Pastor Ken has, I guess, has decided to fire or get rid of Pastor Beal and Pastor Leroy, and hopefully Pastor Beal and Pastor Leroy can come on here and let us know what's going on, and okay, see what's going on here. I really don't know what's going on and why this all of a sudden happened. Again, when we were all getting along so great.
Is
anybody out there listening? Listening to Pastor Kent's show earlier today? okay? Yeah, I mean, if so, I mean, I hope y'all would come on, okay, on the radio. The phone number 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and I'll bring you on, and we can discuss what's going on here between our ministries. Because, I mean, we should all be getting along as pastors, as, you know. I don't know what's going on here. Let's start out with a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we rejoice that you are our Father. We rejoice that you rule and guide each of us so that our path in life leads to what is good and genuine. We do not get stuck in this or that concern. Lead us and renew us and again free us to go forward, finding new courage and joy for ourselves and for our fellow men. Then we can praise you. Your strength and power can be revealed to us. Your heaven can come down to earth, and your will be done on earth. Here on earth, your help shall come to the poor, the weak, the lowly, the sick, and the suffering. May your name be praised. Rejoice in your name. Again, we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, like I said, I'm hoping we can figure out what's going on here. Yeah. I'm hoping you're all having a blessed Tuesday, and everything is going great for y'all. Okay, all right. Maybe we'll find out what's going on here and,
what was happening?
I don't know. Evidently, something's going on between Pastor Beal, Pastor Leroy, and Pastor Kent. Okay? They were on the show earlier tonight, and, they all had a fallout.
Oh, who had a show?
Pastor Kent.
Maybe we should go look for it.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay, well, I was hoping that Pastor Beal would come on, okay? Okay, well, I was just getting a message to Pastor Beal here, okay? Okay, on Discord, okay, hopefully he'll come on the show, okay? Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to play some music here. Give me a second to bring it up, okay? And then hopefully we can get Pastor Beal and them to come on.
Thank you.
should call in here and tell me what's going on with Pastor Kent. I understand that he supposedly let go Pastor Beal and Pastor Leroy on his show tonight. He got pissed off or something. And no, I didn't hear about Ronnie, who needed help on Kent's show. Call in, Mike, and tell me about what's going on. That's why I decided to do this show, okay, and see what's going on here. Yeah. So call in, Mike, and tell me what's going on. Yeah. Oh, okay, let me bring on 111.
Hey, Kenny.
Hello, 111.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Hey, I don't have much to add, but I went back through and was kind of reading through the chat room and played a clip. I actually caught the end of Kent's show, but just kind of the end, so I missed most of it. I don't know exactly what happened, but I heard there was a guy named Ronnie that I believe he was on drugs and needed help, and it didn't seem like Kent would help him at all, first of all. He said, call back when you're sober. I won't help you now. I thought that was terrible. If the guy's reaching out, help the guy. That's just my opinion. And then I don't know why he's mad at everybody else, but I don't know what Kent's problem is. But I don't know. I wish he would just chill out a little bit and, you know. I don't know. I don't have all the facts, but that's about all I can add, unfortunately. Did you hear the guy, Ronnie?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know he did a show today. I just found out he did a show, and that supposedly he fired Pastor Beal and Pastor Leroy from co-hosting?
I don't know. I missed that part. And so I really don't. And I can't wait to hear that whole part of the story. Maybe I got to go back and listen to their whole show and fast forward through it or whatever. But I don't know. So it'll be interesting to find out when the dust settles exactly what happened. But yeah, I'd like to see everybody get along, because when everybody's on and contributing, that's when everything's at its best, in my opinion. When we have everybody chiming in, it's great. And you get a good message across and with a sense of humor, and that brings a lot of people together. And so, yeah, I don't know what happened, but we'll have to wait and find out maybe tomorrow. So
I'm sorry about this guy Ronnie that called in to Kent's show and he wanted help. He was I guess he was on drugs.
Yeah, he sounded awful. I think he was on cocaine, because he was kind of like rambling and talking fast, and Kent wasn't willing to help at all. And the other guys, I think, were trying to help. And I don't know what happened from there, but just kind of reading in the chat room, I hope things get ironed out. But, yeah, I don't really have anything to add. I didn't hear the whole thing. So are you going to do a show another night this week, or are you waiting until next Saturday? Or?
Well, I was my show on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But I don't know. I might do some shows during the week. Who knows? Okay, I'm trying to get Pastor Beal on, and for some reason or another,
yeah,
he's not picking up.
Yeah, I saw that. You put a thing in the chat room. They must be busy. Because that Kent, he does a show too early, and then I don't know, and then where everybody else is now, but maybe we can all, once everybody gets organized in the chat room, and you can do a show here in a day or two and kind of get everything back together, hopefully.
Yeah, I'd get everybody back together and okay, and see what's going on here. I mean, because we as pastors, we should be getting along with one another, and not being at people at each other's throats.
That's right, and a lot of people look to you guys for advice and guidance, and. So we'll have to hopefully get everybody together. There is a lot to talk about and a lot to unpack from what happened today. So it'll be good if we can get these other guys on and figure out, I don't know what happened with Leroy and Veal and what between them and Kent, but I can't wait to find out. I'm sure that'll be interesting to find out. So, yeah. But at any rate, thanks for coming on, and I hope, I don't know if you have any other callers, maybe we can get somebody on here and that can add more,
yeah,
but if not...
I got Cobra Jeff calling in. Maybe he might listen to the show, and he might be able to tell us what's going on, okay?
Good deal.
Cobra
okay.
Jeff!
Well, hello, Ken. How's it going tonight?
Not bad, Cobra Jeff. How you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. Just tuning in. I'm trying to figure out the whole debacle of tonight myself. I didn't really listen to Pastor Crybaby's show tonight, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe you might have listened to his show earlier today. Okay, because I heard he supposedly fired Pastor Leroy and Pastor Veal from co-hosting.
From what I heard, I like I said, I caught the very, very last, 2 minutes of it. And I think he was just complaining about everybody. And he thinks everybody's in to get him. He thinks everybody's out to get him, should I say. And he's kind of went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, if you know what I mean. He thinks everybody is out to get him. He thinks everybody. He thinks you're out to get him. He thinks you're in on it. He thinks everybody's in on it, and he's delusional, unfortunately, and it's really a shame. And I don't know. I don't know if the stress and the trauma of what's happening in his personal life is affecting his judgment, but I believe so.
Wow. Okay. As Hunky Smooth says, he thinks everyone's ungodly but him.
Exactly, and that's the problem. Is you know he fired Pastor of all people, Pastor Veal, who is one of the godliest men I've ever met in my life, and you know especially Leroy. You know it's a shame. You know they've done nothing but try to support him, and he's just, in my opinion, he's not very appreciative of everything they've done for him, and he lets one bad caller affect his judgment.
So did you hear Ronnie call about what was his problem?
I, from what I've heard, a Ronnie called who had a drug addiction problem, and Kent really wasn't that great on the help with him, I guess, and I don't know, just there was a big problem. So I'm still trying to get filled in myself. I try to stay out of all this stuff going on nowadays, but that's all I know, Ken. I just called in to see if anybody knew what the heck was going on. You know, it seems like our community is falling apart, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really.
We're supposed to be all brothers, we're brothers and family. We're supposed to stick together, and it's a shame this is happening.
Yeah. Okay. Hunky Smooth said Ken was very dismissive because Ronnie was still using. Okay, you know, I mean, yeah, so he thought Ronnie wasn't ready for help and said it would be useless. Well, that's not for us to say. As for us to do drug addiction counseling, okay, he called in for a reason, and evidently he must have thought that, you know, that possibly we could be able to do something to help him. Okay?
That's the first step, Ken. You know, he reached out. He reached out. That is step number one, admitting that he had a problem and reaching out. So even
right,
if he didn't
right,
go any
yeah,
problem,
yeah.
He
you
made
better admit you have a problem and you reach out. And as we as counselors should have recognized that yeah, he's using, okay, and he's probably going 100 words a minute, okay, but, you know, we should try to wrestle with him and let him know what we know about drug abuse, okay, and try to help him, you know, if Ronnie, if you're listening to this, you're welcome to call in here, okay, and I'll talk to you.
Yes, Ronnie, you know, unfortunately, I wish Ronnie had called you, Ken, because I think you're the man that really could have got through to him and would have had the patience to help him out. And it's a shame that he called the wrong program, you know, and I feel sorry for Ronnie, and I hope he's listening to let him know that there's people out there that would love to help him, you know, especially, you know, I'm an ex-addict myself. So I've been there, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know. It'd be perfect. I mean, you're on, and coke was your main drug.
You know, I was, most of your listeners know that. I was very heavily into drugs, and I turned my life right around. I was able to stop. I reached out for help. I reached out onto Tony Talk over live air. I reached out, and I got help. You know, so, Ronnie, there's people out there that can help you.
Kent said that there was no point in helping unless Ronnie was sober for at least 12 hours. I don't know about
that's
that. I don't know.
Sometimes you need, as soon as you're ready, you're ready. It doesn't matter if you're still using or not. You're ready.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm kind of disgusted after hearing that, you know, that Kent would do that. That's I find it very offensive, and I'm very hurt. I'm very upset over that. That's not right.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like Kent to turn somebody down, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I just remembered what he said. He wanted to know where the guy was so he could call the cops on him and get him arrested and put him in jail till he sobers up. That's what he said. I'm thinking to myself, he could have directed him to an NA meeting. He could have directed him to a local church to go talk to a pastor or a priest. He could have given better guidance than just saying, well, call the cops on the guy. Put him in jail. Let him sober up. Call me back.
Exactly.
When you're sober.
You want to ruin his life. You would ruin a man's life by calling the cops on him. You know, he's already
Unreal.
Going through a hard time. And why? You know, that's not the right answer. I'm so disgusted and Kent.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, I mean, that's not gaining anybody's trust by calling the cops on them.
I wish we can get Kent on the air. I mean, is there a way to reach out to Kent tonight?
Well, I posted my show on every Discord room, okay?
I don't think Kent has a room anymore, though.
And then they use Ronnie's situation to dive into speech on defending cops. Hmm. Well, okay.
I would really
well,
like
what,
to find out
what's
there
to defend cops about. Okay, I mean, we all know what they're about. They don't care if you're addicted. Okay. They're all about arresting folks. They're not
exactly about
to help
them, folks. You're just another number to them. There's another quota. Another scumbag off the street, in their opinion. I'm not calling Ronnie a scumbag, but that's the way cops look at it. Not all cops. Not all cops are bad, but...
No, not all cops are bad, but not all cops want to help either.
No, but can you blame them? You know, all the things they see over the years, you know, they give up on people. That's what's wrong with
today's society.
It's a shame.
It's disgusting. Yeah, really.
Who else is on the line? Is that Tommy?
And who else is on the line with you?
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt is on the line. Go for Jeff. You're the only Joe on the line right now.
I didn't recognize you, Mike. I'm sorry.
No problem. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Mike. How about yourself?
Nah, not too bad. Hanging in there. You know, we all have our problems, that's for sure. You know, one way or another.
Absolutely. Just a little upset over what's going on, I guess.
You know, I can't wait to find out with Pastor Veal and Pastor Leroy what happened with Kent. I mean, I only heard part of the show, but I didn't hear anything where they were arguing or what all happened. So hopefully maybe Kenny can do a show in the next night or two and we can get everybody together and get the full story out and mend some fences.
I guess it was on the back end, you know, on the quiet end that they talked or something.
Mm. Okay.
So Hunky Smooth. Okay, you listened to Kent's show tonight, huh?
But can we get Hunky, I know you can hear me, buddy. Can you call in? Just, I know you're not a big fan of calling in.
Please call in. The number 657-383-1487. Okay.
Hunky's one of my best friends, so.
383-1487. Okay, and that way you can be on the air and tell us what happened between Leroy and Bill, and all that good stuff. Because it sounded like you were pretty much listening to the show tonight.
Come on, Hunky.
Yeah,
Hunky's like my best friend, so come on, Hunky. You can call in, buddy. He's kind of shy.
Yeah, it would be great to hear from Hunky. There's only a couple of us here, so I can't wait to find out, though, with Veal and Leroy, and I hope they can all get back together and get on the same page. And I don't know. It just seems like Kent is kind of bitter and angry and has a temper, and you'd think he would be more understanding, especially if he's out there giving guidance, you know?
Mr. Veal is on Discord. I'm trying to get him to call in as well.
There's a person from 606 called in. Okay, let me bring 606 on. Hello.
Hi, Kenny. How are you doing? This is Honky.
Hey, Honky. How you doing?
I'm brother. How are you all doing?
Hi, Honky.
Good to hear from you.
Y'all doing all right?
Doing wonderful, Honky.
Well, I didn't hear all of Ken's show, but now I picked up when Ronnie came in and started getting help, and then I listened until the end. After he kind of didn't want to help Ronnie, he put some music on and started talking to everybody else where we couldn't hear. And then he just came back and started talking all by himself. I wasn't sure what that was about.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
He took one more call after that, and then I believe that was the end of it.
Okay. How long did the show go on for, do you know?
I think it was about an hour and a half. Let me go back.
Okay.
I know it ended early.
It did end early.
50-something minutes left, and I think he ended it at like 30 minutes left or something.
Yeah, that last caller said something really upset him, and he started going off on he didn't want that on his show, and it wasn't going to happen anymore, so he just gave up.
Did you hear that Russian caller? I think the Russian guy called in or something.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the last one I heard.
Okay.
He was a pretty good caller. I thought he was asking Kent what his favorite Bible story was and asking about how the Bible was written. And then he said something about cookies, and it just set him off.
I don't know why. There's certain things that set Kent off, like cookies and trees, and I don't understand why.
I don't know.
Funny. I've never seen anyone get upset about that.
The problem about the cookie thing is because Jabo said that they called Pastor Kent sugar cookie in prison.
Okay, and if they did call him that, what's the big deal? You know, if you have to own up to your past sometimes, you know, big deal.
Yeah, you know what. I think he was talking on your show not long ago that you have to own up to what you've done, and he said he'd never deny that he's in prison.
Now, as a pastor, aren't you supposed to be held to a higher standard than most of us? Like, you're supposed to hold your temper. You're supposed to just be more open-minded.
You've heard me on the air. How many times have I gotten really, really mad? Okay,
Once or twice in the years that I've known you, if that, you know, and it had to be. I mean, and it wasn't even you exploding. I've never kept your composure.
I remember one time when Kenny was screaming at Tony Gaga because Tony Gaga thought Ken was saying kids' core instead of Discord, and Tony Gaga was screaming at you about kids' core, and finally Ken started screaming back at Tony Gaga, "It's not kids' core, it's Discord."
That was pretty funny.
I've never really gotten really mad on the air about, but just like maybe a couple times, you know.
And you know, you're human, Ken. That's allowed.
Yeah, hold on. Let me bring on Pastor Leroy. Pastor Leroy.
You're the Pastor Ken. Look, this is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. Why didn't you tell me you were doing a show, man?
Well, I decided to do a show because I heard that Pastor Kent, okay, supposedly fired you and Pastor Veal as co-host.
Okay, you need to calm down a little bit, man. I'm a little worried about your health there, Pastor Ken. Pastor Kent, I'm very pissed off at him right now, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man. He ditched me and Pastor Veal for something that happened on the show from a cokehead, crackhead, son of a bitch who went on his show, and he thought that I had something to do with it. He thought that Pastor Veal had something to do with it. I'll tell you what. That kind of friend is no friend of mine.
So I understand that you guys wanted to try to help this guy Ronnie that called in and was a drug addict, and that Pastor Kent wouldn't help him?
Well, I don't know what happened, man. All I know is this Ronnie guy calls in. He's doing all this.
He was tweaking.
I don't know what he was doing, but let me tell you this, man. Who is that? Is that Pastor Veal?
No, it's Cobra Jeff.
Cobra Jeff!
What's up, Leroy?
Cobra
How you doing,
Jeff,
buddy?
Another guy I love. Okay. All right, so here, yeah, let me say this, man. Pastor Kent tonight went overboard. He kicked me out. He kicked Pastor Veal out. We had nothing to do with the shenanigans that went on his show earlier this evening. We had nothing to do with it, man. But I'll tell you, I'm personally very offended by his actions earlier tonight towards me. Him and I talked about 20 minutes before his show even started, man, on the back channel. Okay? And we were talking about personal stuff that I ain't bringing up now. And then he goes, and this is the truth, man. Honestly, we were talking like 20 minutes because he wanted to make sure I was who I was when I called into his show. I think it was more like 15 minutes. So we're talking, and he calls me his brother. His brother and God. Then he turns around and kicks me off his show, man. I had nothing to do with whatever happened, the shenanigans, like I said earlier, that happened on his show. I had nothing to do with that, man. And I don't think Pastor Veal had anything to do with that. That was a crackhead who called into a show, who freaked out, and started doing all kinds of weird stuff, man. So, you know, I take that kind of stuff personally. I'm a busy man. You know, I preach 3 days a week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sometimes Saturday too, man. And I have been a very busy man. I ain't got a lot of time for this shenanigans, man. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. And let me say this. Pastor Ken, you are my mentor. You are the man that has got me to where I am right now. And I want to thank
Amen.
You for allowing me
wow.
on the show.
Hey, well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Pastor Leroy. Okay? Okay,
hey,
we should get more pastors on this panel.
Well, I appreciate that, but I also want to say to your better half there, or your worst half, whichever one he is, Tony Farrar. Is he going to come on tonight? Because I want to talk to him. I got something I want to say to him.
Well, find out, okay, and see if I can't get him to come on, okay? Let me bring on 111 on the air. Hopefully it's DC2. Let's see if we can find out who it is. Is that you,
what's
DC?
Up,
hey,
you
what's
doing,
up, my brother? I'm
yeah,
doing
man,
all right, my brother.
I was just listening in to the brother in the Bronx, and also, you know, I just wanted to clear the air on what I was told by Pastor Kent, and I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn. He didn't tell me I couldn't talk about this. So if you're listening, Kent, I'm just trying to clear the air between everybody because I think this is all big misunderstanding. But basically what I got from talking to Kent on the back channel was he thought that Pastor Veal and Pastor Leroy were laughing at him, which I told him was patently untrue. And that they were not laughing at him, that we were all trying to help this young brother, Ronald, with his drug problem, and that's all it was. And he was just incensed and enraged at these two pastors, and they didn't really do anything. And I was trying, Kenny, I was trying my darndest, man, to explain to Kent, and you know how he is when he don't listen, that these dudes
yeah.
didn't have nothing to They didn't do anything. Like, they weren't laughing. Like, they were trying to help. So I don't know what's going on with Kent. He offered me the co-hosting job, which I turned down out of respect for the two guys that were co-hosting because they didn't do anything wrong to lose their co-hosting duties, first of all. Second of all, I don't have the time. He asked me to find him some new co-hosts, but I'm trying to broker this thing so that the originals can be back on with him because they didn't do anything wrong. And that's the truth. I told Kent, I said, listen, and he was saying how, you know, first it was, you know, they laughed at him, then he changed it to they're ungodly. And I said, listen, they're not ungodly. They just have different views than you. And if everybody was on your show had the same view as you about the Lord and about Christianity, it'd be one real boring show. I mean, what are you hitting?
Well,
you have to have
everybody's got different views. I mean, you know, it's what makes us an individual.
That's what I told him. I said, listen, brother, you can't rule this with an iron fist. You got to let people share their opinions. Yes, they may have different opinions. That doesn't make them ungodly. Just because they don't believe in everything that you say doesn't make them ungodly. They have their own formed opinion based on things they believe. And I don't see anything wrong with it. Do I agree with everything that Veal or Leroy says? Absolutely not. But that's why it's a free country.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just shocked that Pastor Kent would act this way towards Pastor Veal and Pastor Leroy. Okay.
I agree.
Like, what the heck? You know, I mean, how can you fire somebody that don't work for you?
Well, I mean, he didn't fire him like when you're talking about like a salary. He just they had a job that they did on his show. They were his co-host, and he took that away from him. I don't know what else you call it, but I just wanted to let like the pastors, my brothers in Christ, know. You know, I got their back. I'm not taking their due. They were doing a good job on that show. I don't know if Pastor Veal is listening or not, but, you know, I think he's a good man. I think, obviously, Leroy, we're cut from the same cloth. We've been through a lot of the same struggles. So, you know, I just – and with Kent, you know, Kenny, you know how – like, Ken, you're very laid back. You don't – I've listened to your show. Christ, man, it's been 6 years. I've listened to your show forever. We've known each other for a long period of time, and yeah, there was times in the beginning where you got mad or whatever, but you're a different man now. It takes, you don't get mad. Like, you don't yell, you don't scream, you don't fire people, you don't, you know, use profanity. And Kent is kind of doing all that, and it's not setting a real good example for pastors.
Well,
and that's his issue. He can't. The thing about Kent is he's narrow-minded. He's brittle. He's – or not brittle, but he's stubborn. He can't allow another person to have a different view than him, or he kicks him off the show and has a meltdown like a 5-year-old child. That's just the truth, man. And I like Kent, but that he's got to learn how to accept other people's points of view when it comes to the Bible. He just does. So – I didn't mean to take away from any of your callers. I know you got a lot of people on the line, and I apologize to all my brothers on the line. I kind of wanted to clear the air, and I heard Leroy didn't really understand, and I wanted to tell him what I was told directly from Kent, and see, you know, if I can answer anybody's questions, if you guys have any questions, because I was on the show. I heard the whole show. I was also on the back channel with Kent for about 10 or 15 minutes. So if I can answer any questions anybody on the line has, I'll be glad to do it.
Look here, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. I reside in the Bronx, man, even at 10 o'clock at night. I've had a few cocktails tonight, but I'm going to tell you straight up, DC2, I like you. I think you are speaking the truth tonight, man. I want to do more shows with you. And I like this guy, not only because he's black. I know people are going to say, oh, I like him only because he's black. No, that's not true, man. I like him because he speaks the truth. I like DC2 a lot. Now, let me say this about Pastor Kent. You know what? I don't understand why he pulled that shit on me tonight.
I don't know,
brother.
I'm going to try.
To forgive and forget. I'm going to try tomorrow to go on his show one more time. One more time, man. If he dishes me again, that's it, man. I don't give you many chances. All right, because I'm a busy man. I preach 3 times a week at different churches in the area, and then I got Hugs for Harlem coming after me to start preaching on their show.
Oh, I hear you.
So
I'm just telling you, Pastor Kent.
You know I love you, man. You know you're like the man. All right, but Pastor Kent, man, he goes off on these tangents, and he goes off. You know, this guy tonight, man, this guy had a coke problem. He was a crackhead, man. And this, fuck, you know, I'm not going to curse, man, but this guy this guy was all messed up, man. And all we were trying to do was help him. Me and Pastor Veal and DC2. And DC2. We were all trying to help him. And what does Pastor Kent do? He kicks us off his show, man.
It's true,
he kicks you off his show?
It's true. He kicked Veal and Leroy off the show for no reason. He kicked we were trying to find out where this brother was. He was in Canada. And we was trying to find out where he was located so we could get him help. And not only did he hang up on the brother that needed the help, but he hung up on the people trying to help him. That's real talk.
Wow. Wow. What has this show gotten into?
I mean, this brother is in real dire need.
Yeah, I don't understand, man. And DC2 comes on there tonight. Trying to help this guy. He said to Pastor Kent, let me talk to him, man. Bring him back on, man. And I did the same thing. I said, look, come back on the show, man. I want to talk to this guy. He brought him back on. And he let us talk to him for like 10 seconds, man. How's that going to help anybody who is a drug addict trying to suck some cop underneath the bridge, man? I'm not going to say it because this is a godly show.
Kenny,
yeah.
Kenny, you know what happened? We finally got this brother on the phone. He wasn't calm or nothing, but he was on the phone. He was lucid. He was listening. We finally, you know, the first time we couldn't get any information because Kent hung up on him. The second time we got him on, we found out he was in Canada. The third time we got him on because Kent kept hanging up on this brother. And he was in dire need of help. All three of us was trying to find out where he was. We were going to get him help because we got connections up there, right? And each time we got him on, we got a little more information. And after the last time when the brother said he was in Mississauga, Canada, he wouldn't let him on no more. It's like he didn't want us to find this dude's location to help him.
Wow.
That's real talk, Kenny.
When somebody reaches out for help, okay, whether they're using or not, okay, you're supposed to try to help that individual.
You would think so, but I was literally almost in tears begging Kent to take that call. I'm not joking. I was so upset because this brother was, he was down bad, like Leroy said. And I know what that's like. And when you're in that position, you just want somebody to put their hand out and help you. And that's what we was trying to do.
Right.
We was just trying to give this brother a helping hand. And Kent was just, like, not having it. He was just not having it. And I don't understand how a pastor can think like that.
Yeah. Well, we got some more calls here. Maybe Ronnie is calling in. Ronnie's calling in. Let me take some of these callers and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Is that Dickie Hopper?
Okay. They're
on the phone have any questions or anything that I could help them with, or everything good?
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody got any questions for DC2?
Could I just add one thing there to the story?
DC2.
Am I still on mute?
I guess you answered no, pretty
you
much
good,
all
brother.
Of them earlier.
Go ahead, my man.
Oh, sorry. You know, I just, everything they're saying is true, and I want to add one more little thing. You know, by the grace of God, one of Ronnie's friends just happened to be listening to Kent's show tonight, and he called
right.
in trying to get help, trying to get Ronnie some help, and Kent continued to dismiss him.
That happened too. Kenny, can you talk to him? What did you say?
I said Kent needs to be ashamed of himself for dismissing the caller.
Well, I mean, it was a friend of his named Benjamin, but it pronounced it Ben-Hameen, I think he said. I was talking to him, trying to find out, you know, some information or whatever, and Kent just he hung up on him too. So, Kenny, you got to talk to Kent, man. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Well, I'll try. I don't know. I mean,
well, he told
me. Well, my whole thing is Pastor Ken. You and Pastor Kent are like brothers. I mean, at least that's what Pastor Kent says. That
yeah.
you're like brothers. So my whole thing is that you should probably try to talk to him, because what he's going to do, all due respect, I'm going to be honest with you, man, what he's going to do is he's going to ruin his show. He's going to get all the people that like to call into his show aren't going to call in no more if he's not going to take any calls. I mean, it's all about ratings, right? It's all about getting people to listen to your show. I deal with that three times a week. That's why I went back on the Hugs for Harlem show. It's all about ratings,
yeah.
man. You got to make money in life. You know what I mean?
Well, myself personally, I do this show, okay, because I want to try to help people that's out there that need help, okay? And, you know, if I could get other people to call in, okay, that would be great. You know, if I could get more people in the chat room, okay, because I can see that I'm reaching more people than I normally reach, okay, that would be great.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
I just don't understand. I don't understand his animosity towards me and Pastor Veal. It was very hurtful, and I'm taking it very personal. And I hate to say that because, you know, Pastor Ken and I have done many shows together. I'm not going to bore your audience. They know how many we've done together if they've listened to them all. And I've done a lot of shows with you, and I'll continue to do shows with you. Pastor Ken Fishman, but Pastor Ken
Amen.
Has really just blew his chance with me, man. I don't have a lot of time or patience for this bullshit, man. God bless.
Kenny.
Okay. All right. All righty. Well.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Are you ending the show right now, brother?
I was thinking about it because I'm trying to get more callers, but nobody's calling.
Well, is there anyone else on the line other than me? Because if there is, then we can just have like a panel discussion and you could bring up like a topic or something.
Oh, there's you, Pastor Leroy, Huggy and Mike Hunt.
Oh,
Mike, here.
Well, yeah. Bring him on. I haven't talked to Mike in a while. How's Michael doing?
Well, I've got everybody unmuted. Okay, all they gotta do is unmute themselves.
Oh.
Hey, Donnie, baby.
Mike, how you doing, brother? How is the diet? How's the exercise? How's all that going, brother? How is the health industry, my man?
You know, when I've been flexing my muscles in the mirror, I'm still looking fairly decent, but I hurt my back doing a heavy deadlift a couple months ago, so I've been on the pain pills and not working out as much, and it's just been up and down for me. But, hey, I did have a question for Pastor Ken. I noticed we haven't seen Doug lately, and I'm kind of concerned. I wonder if he drank so much he rolled under the trailer and passed out for good. I don't know. Has anybody heard from Doug?
No, I haven't heard from Doug. I don't know what's going on with him. But you know, he comes in and out whenever he feels like it.
Yeah, yeah. But back to this whole other thing. Now, we heard from Pastor Leroy. Donnie, do you know what Kent was mad at Veal about? Was it the same thing? Or?
Here's what he told me. He said, first of all, that he was mad at both of them for laughing at him, which I told him specifically, nobody was laughing at you. I was on the line the entire time. I didn't hear anybody laugh. It wasn't a funny situation. We were trying to help somebody. Then he changed the reason to, well, they're ungodly. And I said, how are they ungodly? And he said something about something Veal said about fornication or something. And I said, look, not everyone is going to have your view or your interpretation of what the Bible means. That doesn't make them ungodly or not love the Lord. It just makes their opinion different. And the problem with Kent, the difference between Kenny and Kent is very simple. Kenny will allow you to share your opinion and not judge you for it. Kent will not. That is the bottom line between those two people.
I agree. And also, Pastor Ken, well, he doesn't really hang up on you unless you get, like, super mean and vulgar and nasty. And Kent, he'll hang up on you if the wind blows. And I'm really hoping that one of you guys can get through to Kent, and when he has his first instinct to hang up, he should hold on a minute and maybe try to work through the issue and have more patience.
Yeah, that's the one thing about him. He claims to be this super godly man, and I do believe he is a believer, but a godly man needs to have patience in another human being, with another human being, and he does not have that. When somebody calls with a emergency, a drug issue, he's like, I'm not going to talk to that person, they're on drugs. That's when you need to talk to them, man. They need to know somebody cares. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing that behavior. Instead, Kent hangs up on them multiple times. Then he hangs up on his friend multiple times. I mean, that is not that, like, Kenny, I know this, I'm not saying this to kiss your butt, but I'm saying that's what makes you the superior pastor, in my opinion, because you always are understanding and you don't judge anyone. You just don't do it. You cannot do it.
I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to listen to you, what you got to say, okay?
Kent believes Kent treats people like he's God and not a conduit to God. That is the problem. He is not God.
Right.
No,
that's right.
Well, we're just a conduit to God, okay?
Amen.
We're not God.
Amen, and that's all we're trying to do. All of us are just trying to bring souls closer to the Lord. That's all, man. I don't understand why he gets so angry and enraged when we're just trying to do the right thing, man. I don't understand.
I don't know. He's always been that way, though. He's always been that way. I don't know why. I can't seem to get to him, okay? To try to be more like me, non-judgmental. Don't think everybody's out to persecute you. I've got to admit, I've had a lot of trolls, okay, in over the years on the radio, and then it came on and, put me down, said all kinds of crazy things about me. But I let it roll off. Okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, brother. When you're trying to help, when you're trying to work for the Lord, none of that matters. What matters is the people that do tune in. See, he's too. When he was talking to me, he was telling me there's too many trolls to listen to my show and troll me and try to mess with me. I said, man, don't worry about that. That's not what this is about. Those people are not what this is about. What this is about is bringing people that care, that actually are serious about the Lord, closer to the Lord. Those other people are irrelevant. You and Kenny, you figured that out. You haven't been that man for 2 or 3 years that got mad about that kind of stuff. You totally changed.
Yeah,
you don't care about that stuff.
No, all I want to do is reach people. That's it. That's all I want to do is reach people, help people, okay, the best of my ability.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
With the direction of the Lord.
I 100%, brother, I'm right on board with you. I'm just sorry that I really feel terrible for Pastor Leroy and Pastor Veal, and I'm trying to work diligently to contact Kent and also try to explain to him and make him listen to reason that there's no reason for him to be looking for other co-hosts because the guys they have are fine. I mean, they don't agree with everything Kent says, but that's what makes a good and entertaining, godly show. Defend your opinion. Like Kent has a big issue with having to defend his opinion, which I don't understand. If you love the Lord and you believe something, great. Defend that when you have a disagreement, you know? That's what makes people gain a greater understanding about things, when you can debate and have a honest discourse with another man about the Lord. There's nothing, that's a beautiful thing. That shouldn't be looked at as an argument. It should be looked at as a beautiful debate about something that's even more great than we could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I guess, ever since I started bringing Pastor Leroy and Pastor Beal, okay, and Pastor Kent and myself, we've had some great debates on this show. Okay?
Amen.
Okay, we've had some great debates about it, and everyone has their own belief. Okay?
100%, bro. That's why I love you, Joe, and I always support you. Because you allow
people to speak freely.
Thank
you. I appreciate you so much, dude.
I mean, you allow people to speak freely, honestly, and state their opinion, whether you agree with it or not, and you don't ever judge them. I can never give you enough credit for that because I've seen what I've seen the way Kent does it, and that's just not the way, brother. Like, you can't help people doing that.
Nah.
So I appreciate
you gotta have an open mind, and you just got to put the bullshit aside. Okay?
Agreed, man. Agreed. That's what I try to tell him, but you know he don't listen, so.
And I think I might owe Ferrara an apology. Because the other night I called in about a week or so ago, Ferrara kind of verbally attacked Kent a little bit and was calling him out. And I called in, and I was saying to Ferrar, this and that, you attack Kent, and I stuck up for Kent. I take it back. I apologize to Ferrar right now. And maybe everything Ferrar was saying to Kent was right. And I hope Ferrar comes on again, and maybe Ferrar can talk some more sense into Kent. Of course, Kent hung up on Ferrar and ran away also. So if we can just get Kent on somewhere and have him hold still, not hang up, maybe listen to a few different voices, maybe we need a little intervention for Dr. Kent, and so that he'll have more patience, things will be a lot better for everybody.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, He's got a mind of his own, Dr. Kent, and for some reason, I've been on the air with that man off and on since March of 2015, and he's always been that way. He's quick, I guess, to judge. People in a way, I guess.
Yeah, Kenny, he really is. But I think that was Mike that was talking. Or was that Jeff? I couldn't tell, but I think it was Mike. I think it's a great idea to try to talk some sense into Kemp, but the problem is we all know, like, he's just going to hang up. He's going to run. He's going to think he's being attacked. Even though no one is personally attacking him, they're just trying to make him understand there's a better way to do things. I do think that's probably the best way to go about it. But, Kenny, if I could, I mean, honestly, he told me on the phone today, out of everybody, he respects you the most. And that's no lie. He said that. He said, me, you, and Johnny. And I've already tried to talk sense into him, and it didn't work. So Johnny and you all we got left. So I really hope you'll reach out to him and try to talk sense into him, because I do think he has a lot of respect for you. And out of anybody, I think the only person that he'll really listen to, because you have been there so long, is really you. So I hope you'll do that, but if not, I understand, because he's a handful to deal with.
No, I'll deal with him the best I can. I mean, I've given him plenty of suggestions over the year, okay?
Yeah.
I try to tell him, I said, look, it doesn't matter what this person thinks about me or thinks about you or thinks about Pastor Leroy or Pastor Beal. It doesn't matter what they think about me, okay? Okay? What matters is how we think about them.
Amen. Amen.
So, I mean... we've got to be able to listen to folks, okay? We've got to be able to listen to folks, and we got to be able to set some kind of a rapport with folks, okay? If we can't do that, we can't have a show.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, how are you going to have a show where you don't allow people to share different opinions? That's not a show. That's 1940 Germany. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. It's like a dictatorship. Okay. And myself, I don't think of myself as a dictator. So I mean, I'm not gonna sit there. Yeah. And have you Listen to me rant and rave, okay? It's a give and take. You got to be able to have a conversation.
100%, man. I agree with everything that's been said on this show. From Mike to, I didn't hear Jeff earlier, but I heard Mike, and obviously I have a lot of respect for Pastor Leroy, because I know what he's been through out there in the Bronx and with some of the substance issues that I've also suffered, he's gone through. So I have a lot of respect for the people on this show, and I appreciate everybody that participates. And I have a lot of respect for Pastor Veal as well. That's why it upset me so much when I was listening to all these things Kent was saying that weren't true, and he would not listen to me. And it was very frustrating, but I prayed about it, and I feel, you know, that's all you can do.
Yeah, amen. Well, I want to say thanks to everybody. I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you, everybody that's in the chat room, Mike Hunt, Brimshaw, Farrar, Hunky Smooth, okay? Thank you, Hunky Smooth, for calling in. Okay, Pastor Leroy for calling in, DC2, my brother. You're always welcome to call in. It's a great and an honor to have you on.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, so I'm going to say bless you all. Maybe I'll do another show during the week. Okay, maybe I can get Pastor Beal and Pastor Kent on, and we can maybe talk about some of these things. Okay, and see what's going to happen. So,
absolutely.
But anyway, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. And
you too, Kenny.
Until we meet again.
Amen, brother.
Thank you. Have a good evening, you guys.
See you all.
Bye-bye.